You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, evidence of massive election fraud is now all over the news. They're not even hiding it. They're trying to say it's not fraud. We're going to cover that here in a moment. But first, the only reason this broadcast is still on the air is because of you. We try to make it really easy to do it. You need to go to thealexjonesstore.com and become a VIP member. Let me tell you why.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP, or there's a big red link right at the top of the main page, TheAlexJonesStore.com. We're fighting hard. We're working behind the scenes. You can cut the suspense with a knife. 14 days, 12 hours, 24 minutes, 50 seconds, the most important election in world history. And now I want to talk about that right now. Okay, so everybody knows the term gaslighting. And it's when a bunch of people basically get around you and tell you something that you know is true isn't. And that works on weak-minded people, like a Jedi mind trick. It'd be like if you're watching me on television in a room full of people right now, and you say, Alex Jones is wearing a dark blue shirt, and he has a blue background. And you're in a room with 10 people, and they go, no, Bob, or no, Carol, or no, whatever your name is, Alex Jones is wearing a red shirt. You go, no, it's a blue shirt. And they go, you're crazy. And then when Trump saw the election stolen in 2020, and all the evidence is now proven it was worse than what we said, illegals voting, dead people voting, ballot box stuffing, keeping the polls going for days, you know, with ballots only marked for Joe Biden, with not even signatures being checked, violating law. The judges said, we're not going to look at that when Trump would go file in court. They'd say, we don't have jurisdiction. The Justice Department, the FBI ran around when these different postal workers, multiple ones in Pennsylvania and other states, said, yeah, I was driving out of New York into there, and I pulled up and sat there for like 6 hours. Remember, the guy did press conferences, and I thought, this is weird, because he was watching all these other things being unloaded, looked like ballots being brought into this warehouse. So he said, I'm going to look in the back of the mail. They have that authorization. He was also an inspector. He had that authorization. Opens it up, and it's all marked just for Joe Biden. And he goes, whoa, this is crazy. And then he does a press conference. The FBI comes and threatens him, but he's since testified to Congress and legislatures, and it's all confirmed. But then you've got illegal aliens in Michigan, Texas. I'm just mentioning the battlegrounds here. It's in all the blue states. As you know, that's how they took them over, mainly. Texas, which is red, supposedly. Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona. You have the secretaries of state, Alabama, tried to take illegals off the ballot 2 weeks ago, and the feds came in and said, we'll sue you. So they said Friday they're putting them back on. And I've got all the articles, I've got news clips, I've got them admitting it. So they're they're saying in Texas, again, 3 weeks ago, and we have video from the Secretary of State and the statement saying, yeah, if somebody has a non-citizen ID, we're going to let them vote. And then you point that out, and the left runs around saying, they're insane. MTG's insane. You know, that trended one of the top stories over the weekend. MTG on the show Friday. She's on tomorrow. And she just said, I've got constituents coming to me. And they're sending her the messages where it happened, saying, I vote Republican, and it flips it to Democrat. And then no sooner had she said that reports came in all over the country of the same thing happening. So we have illegal aliens and people that are dead and people that are out of district voting. Gallup and others a few months ago did big national studies, and they canvass illegal aliens, migrants, and upwards of, on average, 14%, some higher. A whole bunch of studies were done by not just Gallup, and they were 14% of migrants questioned said they have voted and plan on voting again. And you got Democrats everywhere saying, oh, we have initiatives for migrants, illegal aliens, to vote in our towns. And they go, oh, but it's only in local elections. Well, how many local elections aren't held on the general election or the off-year election? Almost all of them are. Every once in a while, there's a weird special election if somebody dies or gets in, you know, or resigns. So this is going on, as Elon Musk has pointed out, as I've pointed out, as Trump's pointed out. I mean, Musk was posting on X last week and over the weekend. I sent the crew the clips. I never got to them Friday. Guys, give me Friday's list. I think I'm going to do that today. Of congressional hearings in 2016, 18, 20, 22, 23, 24, where they have the elections officials and the experts and the professors up there showing all the machines getting hacked and showing the illegals voting and showing the dead people voting. So this goes on. We know it goes on. And they sit there and gaslight us and say, no, it's not happening. So here's some headlines. Elon Musk blasts dishonest Michigan SOS for having more registered voters on the rolls than eligible voters. Shame on you for blatantly lying to the public. So they, remember, always said it was crazy. You know, there's no ineligible people there. And then clearly this is impossible. And they admit, okay, they're ineligible. I've got the video clip on the news, but we'll fix it after the election. So in 2020 and 2022, they just said it's not happening. But now that Republican groups have gone in and paid the money to check the rolls, they go, okay, here's the proof. And they go, oh, well, we'll fix it later. Same thing in Arizona. Same thing in Alabama. Same thing in Georgia. Same thing in Pennsylvania. Are you starting to get a picture here of what's happening? So that's one headline. Here's another one. Yesterday we learned Michigan has 500,000 more voters registered than voters, and they won't fix it until after the election. Today we learned Michigan won't know election results until the day after the election. In 2020, we saw CCTV footage of vans dropping off tens of thousands of ballots at 3 a.m. with no poll watchers, and Biden's votes spiked up overnight. We must stop the Michigan steal. And who's the secretary? You know, who's the governor? Who's the attorney general? All Soros people. Here's another clip. Since when are 25% of Georgia's voters located overseas? What the hell is this BS? Georgia Secretary of State says 75% of vote totals will be reported no later than 8 p.m. on election night. What we will be waiting for is the overseas ballots that come in no later than Friday. And they told you 2 weeks ago on 60 Minutes, oh, Pennsylvania is going to take days and the Republicans are going to get violent. Really, who said that? Marjorie Taylor Greene pushes claim Dominion machines are switching votes to Democrats in wild Alex Jones interview. And then they're all like, we're going to sue Alex Jones. We're going to sue her. I just had a congresswoman on to say what her constituents are telling her. You're allowed to do that. That's free speech. Oh, but they don't want it looked into. Biden says he's concerned about what they're going to do. Biden warns election may be violent. Remember that 3 weeks ago? And now here's some of the other headlines. DNC announces initiative. Innovative six-figure investment in Democrats abroad to ensure engagement of key voters living outside the U.S. Oh, people abroad. 25% of Georgia lives abroad. BS. Look at this headline. Voters in Georgia, Texas, and Tennessee report voting machines flipping their selections to Democrat. Federal judge prevents Alabama removing non-citizens from voter rolls. Same thing in Texas. Just saying, hey, you got an ID? It doesn't have to be a U.S. ID. It doesn't have to be a citizen ID. Just vote. Michigan voter rolls inflated by 500K. State says it has no issue with clean rolls. Arizona case to reveal 200,000 voters with no proof of citizenship will proceed. Trump says 21 million illegals in the country. I think that's just under Biden, Harris. And it just goes on from there. But they're desperate. Obama to join Kamala Harris on the campaign trail, just like the lip reader found. Oh, yeah, she's in trouble. Yeah, we're losing. Man, she's not strong. Don't worry. I'm going to go help her. Lizzo at Harris rally. If Kamala wins, the whole country will be like Detroit. She thinks Detroit's great. Detroit got some cool architecture and things, but it's definitely depressed. And it goes on from there. So let's play some of the clips I mentioned here. And if you're a new listener, I noticed some of the comments last week because 3 weeks ago I covered it. 2 weeks ago I played the clips from the news. And then when I mentioned it, I still see comments going, Texas Secretary of State didn't say people with non-citizen IDs can vote. That's not true. Yeah, it is. You want me to show you the articles or videos again? Go look it up yourselves, okay? Unbelievable. Yes, it's really happening. I know it's unbelievable. I understand that. It's true. Let's play clip six. Michigan won't know election results